Hello, this is Down the Back of the Seats. I'm Ellen, Cinema Manager at Campbelltown Picture House.
I'm Alistair, film, theatre and podcast maker from the Isle of Mull.
And Alistair, what is this podcast about?
This podcast explores what happens when public spaces and the public meet. What's left behind? What's been found that's unexpected? What stories are there to tell? It's tales from behind the scenes at the cinema, theatre, concert hall, wherever people meet, linger, and leave things or bits.
And we're well back into bits season now. The school holidays are about to begin. We've got Inside Out 2 doing absolute great guns. So we are very much into the bits realm.
That's fantastic to hear. That's why I wanted to catch up, is to hear how things are going, because when we last spoke, it was kind of end of day's chat. So how has the summer season started?
It has started well, thank goodness for Inside Out 2. So since we last spoke, I did my own use it or lose it post. We had previously spoken about how Dunoon had done that post and then the closing of Oban Cinema, our two closest cinemas. And it has got to the point where I did one myself. We had a board meeting and spoke about whether we should let the public know that we're in trouble. We were all of the opinion that people would want to know. So, yeah, I put a post out there. I think it's okay, and gave people some information and some ways that they could help the cinema. And it's not just about donating money, of course. That is great. But I didn't want people to feel that they needed to put their hand in their pocket in order to help us. So since then, we have been incredibly busy. And it is because...
That's wonderful.
I know. It is because Inside Out 2 has come out. And we've got a little film. We need to come back to this. But we've got a little film out at the moment called Wilding. Mm. And I don't think... Yeah, not many cinemas are showing it, I don't think. And it's really good. And it's being quite popular.
I've got the book, Isabel Tree. I heard her on Start the Week once upon a time on Radio 4, because I'm middle class, and it was excellent. She just spoke so brilliantly. I was like, oh my goodness. So I had to go and get that. I was looking kind of vacantly and blankly there as well. I was just went on to Facebook to see how many times the post you made had been shared, and it's been shared 319 times, the post about the predicament you found yourself in, and there's 117 comments on it as well.
Well, as we learned last week, I've learned not to look at the comments. But I did look at these comments because I had to answer quite a lot of them. And it's all pretty lovely.
Yeah.
People are very kind. Of course, there's the thing that happens when you say that the business isn't doing well and people go, oh, you should just do this, and then give something that is either, bless them, incredibly impractical, or that I've done already. I've had a lot of very, very sweet people going, have you tried going for funding from various organisations? I'm like, yes. Yes, I have. Thank you. We do good. That's very sweet of you. And lots of the usual, you should play older films because people want to see them. Your films are on at the wrong time for my specific life. So, yes. But there are a few things that have come out of it. There was a lovely idea that was sparked by somebody who asked whether they would be able to buy tickets for children. They didn't live in the area anymore, but they wanted to buy tickets so that other people could come. It was their way of helping, which I think is a really nice way of helping, because it's not just handing over cash.
No.
It's doing something practical as well. So we have created the Pay It Forward ticket scheme, whereby you can buy a ticket for somebody else and then they can just come and take the ticket and come to see a film for free. And it's really good. It's really taken off. As expected, it's proving more difficult to persuade people to use the tickets than it is to...
get them to buy it, yeah.
To buy them tickets. But Mary, my assistant manager, is going around today with wads of them to deliver to the food bank and to the Elderberries, which is a group for older people, and to some vulnerable children, local group, you know.
That's
so we're getting them out there. that way. And it's really nice and people have been very generous. And yeah, lots of people have been coming to see films. And the thing that really took off is a thing I wish I hadn't said, but it does help. I said, if you are coming to the cinema anyway, if you use cash, then we don't get charged credit card fees.
Yeah.
And credit card fees are relatively small, but they have been creeping up. It's one of the many things that have just been getting more and more expensive. So so we've been inundated. We ran out of pound. I had to go to one of my friend's shops to get more pound coins because I'm not used to the amount of cash, cash that's coming in. But it's really nice because it gives people something practical that they can do, which will make a small difference each for each person, but
makes a big difference overall.
A huge difference. Yeah, so I've got loads of cash, which is very nice.
I'm gonna get to the Algarve.
Oh yeah, there's a nasty man that annoyed me over the weekend. He's like, oh, I saw your post, so we're here supporting the cinema. I said, oh, thanks, that's really nice of you, thank you. And then he said, you'll get loads of people in the next two weeks, and then all of the directors will be driving around in new cars.
Twat alert! Yes, I say poo to that, that's what I say.
Yeah, I was annoyed at myself because I sort of went, oh, rather than, fuck you. We're all working really, really hard.
Yeah, that's probably someone just being socially awkward and not really thinking about it.
Yeah, I think so.
It's that classic male thing of, I made a joke. Well done, you.
No, I know. But everyone, most people have been very sweet to my face. Goodness knows what they're saying behind my back.
And how, so, Inside Out 2 is doing really well.
Yes.
How's Wilding doing then as a kind of more radical choice?
Really well as well. I was
really
surprised.
Oh, I'm chuffed to hear that.
I'm really pleased that I managed to screen it. It was sent to me by a couple of people in the community said this film is coming up.
Yeah.
It looks really good, and I looked at it and it looked really good. Our programmer also flagged it up as a possible, because we just try and keep the variety as much as possible, and it is difficult, especially at this time of year when it's all kids all the time because we're coming into the school holidays, and you've got to make money where you can, but you don't need more than 3 Inside Out sessions a day. So we had a little slot and it's gone down really, really well.
That's brilliant.
See, these numbers are not going to sound high to other cinemas, but 20 people for us for a quite a niche film that's playing all week.
That's fantastic.
20 people per performance is
oh my god, per performance, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really, in Campbelltown Picture House terms, it's really getting people in, and it's got great word of mouth, which is wonderful, but I can't play it for any more than a week because I simply don't have space next week. So I know that it's on Thursday. I'm going to go, oh, is that, are you not showing Wilding anymore? And I'm going to have to potentially try and bring it back.
The Greatest Showman and Wilding.
The Greatest Showman and Wilding.
That shows you the depth of
films that never die.
That's really good. I'm really pleased to hear that. Isabella Treed comes here to Mull and spends time at a farm not far from here as well, where they've got all sorts of environmental and renewable thoughts of how to do things. And it's lovely because it's a place called Treshnish, which is just, oh my God, it's so beautiful. The Treshnish headland, Treshnish Islands are Staffa and Lunga and Lunga and kind of the Carnabergs and all that, those kind of places out there. But Treshnish Headland is this headland that looks onto that, and in Norse it means something like headland of trees, according to Caroline, who's there. And I was at college with a lovely guy who's now a filmmaker in Norway called Jan Trisnes, which is the same word, and I think he called it island of trees, what he thought it meant, but headland of trees anyway. But it's such an interesting part of the island because it's really, really old, as all the physical geography is, but it was cleared of trees at God knows what period, you know, a post-Viking, if the Vikings were calling it Trisnes, you know. And the trees were cut down for smelting iron or all these kind of things. But the rhizome, the connected, the nervous system of the forests that were there is still there. And so every spring you have these amazing wildflower kind of carpets over the headland, and it's so beautiful. And it's this memory of a forest that's no longer there. Wilding. Worth seeing.
Yeah, go see Wilding.
I'm so pleased. That's what I wanted to hear, was that. On my own cinematic journey notes, what have I? I've had COVID. It's been shit. COVID's the bug itself's a pain in the arse, no, but it's the recovery when you think, okay, I'm fine, and then you're like, no, I have to just sit down now. It's so bad. So I've had quite a few days of that. But as part of the COVID journey, we thought we'd watch a few films together because we were all down with it. And we thought, oh, children's classic, for my own childhood, let's put on The Cannonball Run. And Carl screamed for it to be taken off. He'll be 14 in a week and a bit's time. He was like, turn this off, turn it off. It just it's a film that never properly starts because it's constantly introducing all the characters. And Roger Moore's in there playing a character that's not James Bond, but is James Bond, but that's not James Bond. I loved it so much when I was younger, but now watching it now, it's like so awful. So anyway, instead of that, we put on, we watched about 17 minutes of that. This film hadn't started still. And we decided to watch instead Kung Fu Hustle by Stephen Chow. And Cole, at the end of it, said, that's one of the best films I've ever seen.
Oh, so, did he love it?
Yeah, oh, really? Absolutely. It's such a good film. It's really enjoyable. Yeah, so that's the limits of my cinematic adventures, unfortunately. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I've just watched Inside Out 2.
Oh, what is it like? Is it good?
Yes.
Because the first one's good. Amazing, I think.
The first one is a perfect film. This one is not a perfect film, but it is it's the perfect next step. And there's some really great stuff in there. And I was listening to Kermit de Mayo, and someone wrote in about the language of emotions and the way that she could communicate to her autistic child through relating it back to the film. And this was very much a theme of the first one as well.
Wonderful.
Lots of people with neurodivergent children were saying that this has given them a way of communicating emotions, and now we've got the emotions of anxiety particularly, and it's just she was saying it was a really good way of her child being able to explain what was happening to him when he was having meltdowns and anger episodes,
temper tantrums and so on.
Yeah, temper tantrums. He was saying it's because anxiety is at my console, he said to his mum. It's really lovely. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, and it's funny and it's sad and it's compelling. It's great. Loved it.
I will definitely be giving that a shot when I get a chance. Call Jim Parkin and myself are all off to Glasgow on Tuesday to go see Brian Butterfield, Peter Serafinowicz's character, at the Pavilion. And I've never been to the Pavilion Theatre before in Glasgow. I've been going to the theatre in Glasgow my entire life. My first memories of going to the theatre, the King's Theatre, as a wee man, go to see Ricky Fulton and Jack Mulroy and Panto. That's a big, big West Coast thing. It was to see these two guys. They were amazing. Anyway, the Pavilion was always another popular theatre that did loads of popular great things, singing I'm Noah Billy, He's a Tim and all this stuff, and really had a strong, strong connection with this audience, but I never managed to go for various different reasons. And so this is the first time I'm going to go into it, which I'm really looking forward to immensely. It's changed its profile of what it does. And it's a different, I think it's new owners as well. And working in theatre, I was always told about if you were doing a show there that was from the Pavilion's own company, you had to go and chap the manager's door to get paid. And you go, aye, how much? Right, are you sure? Oh, well, yeah. Begrudgingly pay you the money for your hard work. So, funny times. But
what sort of space is it?
It's a big theatre, kind of a popular vaudeville kind of music hall kind of space. I think it's very large. Let me just find the capacity for you. Let's see. It has. I was going to say it has 1,041 seats, but that's the telephone code. That's a 141. It's actually, funny enough, it has 1,449 seats, so it's a big space. I've never been in, so it's a classic theatre. So I'm really chuffed. It opened in 1904 as well. And of course, in 2004, Jeanette Cranke was seriously injured during a performance of Jack and Beanstalk at the theatre.
Oh, is that where it was? Shall we stop there, because we've only got positive things to say this week?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Terrifying how short the episode is, though. But yeah,
yeah, but it's positive.
That's right. It's good. Yeah, and well, tell us before we go. Tell us, what are your plans for the summer? What more is coming?
Coming soon. So we're doing our Little Horrors Film Festival, which is.
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Damn,
I think
we're not
we talked
over.
About it last week.
But have you? You've gone into delivery with it, though, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Little Horrors Film Festival. So we are screening Paranorman with additional zombie shenanigans. We are screening Curse of the Were-Rabbit, Wallace and Gromit Curse of the Were-Rabbit, with snack boxes. We are screening, what's next? Oh, Women in Black. And I'm not going to tell you what we're doing around that, because it is going to be horrifying. Super 8 with in-screen shenanigans, and finishing off with Coraline. The 15th anniversary. It's the 15th anniversary of Coraline this year.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Ian, who works for us, has taken the lead on the project and is currently watching Super 8 and watching Women in Black to get time codes for all the things that we're going to do during the screening.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. And we're also doing more of our Cannes Film Festival, which is where we, instead of buying your tickets with money, you exchange your ticket for a donation to the Kintyre Food Bank, which is
lovely.
Something that we're really keen on doing. Yeah, that's my summer.
That's great.
I'll tell you a weird thing that's happening with Inside Out 2 is that our evening sessions have been as busy, if not more busy on some days, than our daytime sessions. And it's because of teenagers, I think. Because the last Inside Out was released in 2015. Yeah. The film is about a teenage girl. So it's great for children. Our 2 o'clock sessions are going great guns as well. That's the real peak child time slot. But we're getting a lot of teenagers in the evening who saw the first one and are coming back for the second one.
That's really cool.
It's really good. It's really spanned all the age groups.
That's really great.
Right, goodbye. If you would like to get in touch, please do. We are on downthebackoftheseats@gmail.com, or we can be found on Facebook or Instagram, Down the Back of the Seats.
And if you wanted to leave a review or a star review, that would be really helpful. We don't really ask for reviews, but if you wanted to leave a review, that would be nice. Just what it does is it just brings the podcast up in charts and makes people go, oh, I suppose that's going on there. So it would introduce more listeners to this this podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm going to go to the next one.